AP News, I'm Haya Panjwani. Israel's defense minister overtly threatened Iran's supreme leader after the latest missile barrage from Iran damaged a major hospital and hit a high-rise and several other residential buildings near Tel Aviv. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports President Trump says he's prepared to take action against Iran if necessary.
President Trump says he has not decided on striking Iran, but suggests he's ready to act.
If it's a choice between fighting and them having a nuclear weapon, you have to do what you have to do.
Highlighting that red line versus his campaign pledge of not getting the U.S. into another war, the president says it's not too late for Iran to give up its nuclear program and says Iranian officials have offered to come to the White House for talks. Tehran's UN mission says that's a lie. The U.S. has now started evacuating non-essential diplomats from its Israeli embassy as the conflict grows. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
A Massachusetts jury found Karen Reed not guilty of second-degree murder and manslaughter. Reed was accused of killing her boyfriend, a Boston police officer, in 2022. Reed addressed a large group of supporters yesterday after the jury found her not guilty.
I could not be standing here without these amazing supporters who have supported me and my team financially and, more importantly, emotionally for almost 4 years. And the second thing I want to say is no one has fought harder for justice for John O'Keefe than I have and my team.
The U.S. State Department says it's restarting the suspended process for foreigners applying for student visas, but all applicants will now be required to unlock their social media accounts for government review. This is AP News. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports on a duck farm rebuilding after a bird flu outbreak.
Long Island's last commercial duck farm rebuilding after a bird flu outbreak forced the destruction of its entire 100,000 bird flock in January. Crescent Duck Farm owner Doug Corwin.
It was a devastating emotional thing.
Plus, he had to lay off staff.
Most of my people have been with me 10, 20, 30 years.
First wave of more than 900 young ducks arrived at the end of May. More continue to come. But he's pushing for change so he doesn't have to go through another outbreak.
I'm arguing very hard that the United States needs to change its policy on vaccinations. There are many vaccines that work for this. We're just not allowed to use them.
Long Island was once a center of U.S. duck production with more than 100 farms. Julie Walker, New York.
I'm Haya Panjwani, AP News.